Hi, we're Juna and Joey, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
The feeling still lingers, but it fell from his fingers in a dream. He vanished in thin air after he handed it to me. All of his intentions drawn in ruby red. Maybe the words were too shy to be said. Paper heart, that's all that's left of him. Paper heart, I keep holding on to it. It's just a little cut out of the time that keep thinking of. I almost hear it beating in the dark. Paper heart. Whoa. We live next to each other. He acted like a brother. Talked and laughed together. Who ever thought that we'd be more than friends? We both did, but all we ever did was dance around it. And holding this reminds me that I lost him where I found this paper heart. That's all that's left of him. Just a little cut out of a time that I keep thinking of. I almost hear it beating in the dark. Paper heart. Whoa. He might be 1,000 miles away most of the time, but when I fall asleep, I'll see him again tonight, and he'll write his name on my paper heart. That's all that's left of him, paper heart. I keep holding on to it. It's just a little cut out of a time that I keep thinking of.
Welcome to Juna and Joey here in Nashville. Nice to meet you, and congratulations. Number 6 in the charts this week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's difficult for you because you're still at school and will be for a few years, and all of a sudden you're starting to have success, not just in Europe, but over here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance it up?
It's kind of crazy, our life, because after school we have lessons pretty much like every day, and we spend all night working on music and stuff, but we try to like do homework during school and finish it up so that we have time to like work on our music outside of school. It's definitely a lot to balance, but we end up usually managing it pretty well.
Juna is a freshman and I'm a senior, so I'm just gonna let you know that it gets tough, Juna, in school. But anyways, I'm really stressed, but like, because like college stuff and like, you know, and I'm graduating, it's my last year of high school, and it's just, you know, I'm glad that it's off my chest now. It's almost there. And I got into FAU down in Florida for high school or for college, and I'm very excited, and I'm like ready to take that new step in life.
Good. So they let you off school for this week, or is it a holiday?
They're
just skipping school.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You got a bad cold, I know.
Yeah, we got a cold.
Good. Yeah, so do you perform much around?
Yeah, we do like local benefits and shows, and we actually went on tour this past summer to 17 different states with an artist named Cade Fainter. He was on American Idol, and it was a really crazy experience, and that was definitely like one thing we'll never forget ever. So yeah, it was awesome.
And we also went on another tour with another artist, and that was pretty fun too.
Yeah, and that was for like camps and summer camps for children and like underprivileged children and stuff. And it was really fun to, you know, get to perform for them because they were so excited about it. And we could like, you know, really interact with them because they were kind of like our age. So it was cool to do that with them.
I mean, you've got such a defined voice. Do you take singing lessons?
Yes, we take multiple lessons like outside of school. And like we do like writing sessions too, and we do like classical training as well.
Guitar,
so like,
lessons, sax lessons, piano lessons. There's
just so much.
You sound like you're overworked.
Yeah,
just a little.
What made you go into country music? I mean, is your family involved in country music?
Actually, my dad, he's a big rock guy. He loves rock music, and that's actually how we started out, is with a rock band with some other kids. But then we kind of switched over to country because I started listening to it more and started, like, watching it and other people doing it, like Kelsey Ballerini and artists like that, and I really got inspired by it. And I just love to write about it, and just, like, gives me that, you know, country vibe, and I just love it. So that's kind of how we made that switch.
And my voice range is like from a baritone to a tenor too, and so most country music songs are kind of low, like the baby lock
them.
So that's why I kind of pertain to country and pop. So that's my intake.
A little Josh Turner there. Yeah. Do that again.
Baby lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
There you go, girls.
That's cool.
Just like that's very good. You're obviously writing your own material. We've had two singles from you. I think there's been a third, but we've had the Christmas single, which did very well for you, and obviously this current single. Mm-hmm. Is there an album in the making, an EP in the making?
Yeah, there's definitely an EP coming up. We were so excited to put it out because we really love all the songs that are on there. We really can feel a strong connection to them, so we can't wait for everybody to hear
them.
And
we were working with Kenny Royster. He's the producer for
REP,
and we're excited to work with him because I love Luke Combs, and he's such a great artist. And
he's worked with him before, yeah, so yeah. And we love his like style of music, so hopefully he'll be able to incorporate his style into REP, so that's going to be really fun.
Good. So do you record in Florida or do you record in Nashville?
We record here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. So what's your ambitions?
I mean,
you're so young anyway at this moment of time, and the world's your oyster, as they say.
Yeah.
I would say, like, just perform on stage, you know, in front of a huge crowd and hear myself on the radio. That'd be pretty cool. And just, you know, keep writing music because it takes a long time to get a hit. I heard it's like you need to write 100 songs to finally get that one song that you need. So it's going to be a lot of writing.
I just wish you all the best, and it's all happening for you in Europe, that's for sure, and hopefully sometime we'll get you over there. And
Definitely. That'd be a pretty cool
That'd
trip.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but good luck with the schoolwork, and don't get too stressed out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, we're Gina and Joey, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
watch it all unfold with you. Take every memory.